Welcome to Springtrap Podcast, motivation, creativity, marketing, all these kind of topics I'm dealing with in this podcast. And today it's about meditation, finding your true nature, intuition, and how to deal with the spirituality in the modern world. My today's guest is Spencer Triple from America. We used to meet in Hong Kong like a couple of years ago and kind of keep in touch. And great to have you here, a spiritual healer and like intuitive healer, Spencer. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, Flo. It's great to be connected, and it's great to have some time that we get to spend together and connect with the Springtribe community.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we just start where the time we meet. It was in Hong Kong, like we were both on a trip, like discovering Asia or going around, and somehow we keep in touch. And I was seeing that like you first at that time, or like a little bit later, you started with this kind of kombucha drink and some kind of startup. And like, how did you found out like about your healing qualities, about this spirituality and so on? Or was it going with you all your life?
Well, I really found out about that actually the first time I was in Asia, which was back in 2010. I was in another leg of my career that had started in international business, and I had somehow found myself in a manufacturing supply chain in aerospace. And as I was in that world, I was feeling really disconnected. And that led me to the healer's path. And that led me to really seeking something more. That led me into an inquiry about what else is out there in life. And I think what really kicked it off was I had all this time on my hands living in China by myself. And so I just bought a ton of books and started reading about all the things that weren't taught in college. And that just cracked me wide open to spirituality and direct experience of life.
Like, it's wonderful you were saying that. I think like China is mostly like a very vibrant, dynamic and economic powerful place, but I think on the other hand, like the people lacking like a sense of spirituality, like and like deeper meaning, like you can get rich as much as you can, but at some point you will ask the question, like, was it at all good for? And in China, I think especially a place where people like turn to, I don't know, kind of luxurious items, but at some point they look for like a deeper meaning. It's like ideology and like communist party in this country couldn't provide any longer, and like there is like a deep like lack of any belief. So I think like China is especially a place where everyone can experience kind of a lacking spirituality.
So you were asking about how I feel about spirituality and how that's showing up in people's lives in China.
You're right. Yeah, or how like the lack of spirituality like push you towards a direction of spirituality.
Yeah. So I think while China is a big place and there's a lot of different ways of living in China, I was living in the big city. Mm-hmm. And so I think in the big cities in particular, what you said is very true. And I think that really was what pushed me towards spirituality, because I did feel very disconnected and cut off from that in an environment that was entirely about status and face and where are you going in your career and how are you going to make all of the money? And there was kind of no end to that. And it really did make me sick. So that did push me towards what I'm doing now for sure.
Okay, I see. So then you are like back in America and developed this kind of spiritual feeling and found yourself in a kind of a way of shamanism. Like, how did you found yourself or in this kind of spirituality?
Well, that really happened over time. And the thing that I want to say about shamanism is that it's really a direct experience path of spirituality that, and I think that something else I just want to say right off the bat is that shamans are born and not made. And it's something that really I felt happened to me rather than that I chose.
So like, how did it happen to you? Like, you wake up, or you had a strange dream, or you meet someone in particular, or you've been enjoying nature and meditation, or like, how did it happen to you?
Well, it was kind of a rude awakening for me, honestly, Flo, because as I was getting into spirituality and having all of these direct, I'd say more Gnostic experiences of like really spirituality that you can feel rather than that you're just thinking about. What also happened was it started to bring up the darker places inside of myself that were being triggered as I lived in China. And as a person that has this, this shamanic energy about me, it started to show up in how I perceived reality in ways that people, I think, in a more traditional clinical psychological sense would say would be pretty crazy or psychotic. And and so it took me a lot of years actually to contextualize the really challenging experiences I was having that was really affecting how I was perceiving reality. And you know, to just be really specific, since I'm being a little bit conceptual, I was having this experience when I came back to America of seeing demons in the world around me. And I was seeing these demonic energies being reflected in the culture and in, like, you know, like signs and imagery around me in urban environments. And I was terrified. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I think that's shocking experience in the first place. And you have these kind of images or feelings or energies around you and you feel that. That's terrifying in the first place.
Absolutely. It was, I didn't know what to do. And fortunately, at the same time, I was also getting involved in the festival scene. And I had met some really beautiful, powerful local artists that that are also magicians in their own right. And that these are people that really create from a place of love. And so being connected with these people, they really showed me there's this way that by bringing creativity into my life and connecting with nature and finding the goodness of life that comes through the heart space, that I could really learn to channel those energies. And that's what led me to kombucha and why I made that shift into creating that business, was because I needed to channel that creative energy into something positive.
Oh, I see. So already this kombucha drink was kind of a spiritual effort to create a product with a kind of a warm heart to like channel your energies. I see. Now you're often like hosting kind of meditation settings, or like I think maybe before Corona you made it in person, but now you did it in a digital way. Like, which is your approach now, and like, how does Corona affect you?
Well, before Corona, the way that I was bringing my medicine to people was one-on-one, and I was working with people at that time more focused on helping them in their career journey to find an authentic expression of who they really are and what they're really about, navigating that kind of quarter life crisis. But with Corona, I really had to rethink how that was going to happen. And I had all of this time on my hands as my, as the outward expression of the healing work I did was put on pause, which is the massage and body work that I do. We couldn't do that anymore. And so I had this space and I said, well, how am I going to evolve to the next level? And I spoke with my mentors about it, and it just kind of evolved naturally. I had been doing this kind of in-person breath work with them, and they really just encouraged me to find my own medicine. And it just I started bringing these meditations in with my one-on-one clients, and it was tremendously transformative for them. And so it just became clear that that was the medicine that I would share. And so I just started doing it, really. But I'm going to just pause there to, you know, bring it back into the question.
Great. What I find interesting about your name, like especially last name, Tripwell, there's the name well in the end, so like something good, well, and also like something like if you leave out the W, then it's, you can read tribe or something similar. Like, do you deal with names, or like does they sound like special to
you? Yeah, that's I'm just delighted that you asked me about that. That's absolutely something that I've noticed about my name as well. And I do consider myself very community oriented. And I think the piece that is really alive for me right now about the work that I'm doing is that we can do so much individual work and personal development work and spiritual work and healing work by ourselves, but it really comes alive when it comes into community and safe spaces and ceremony. And that's what I'm really passionate about, is bringing people together to grow and find that sense of like earth tribe together. Cause I really think that that's at the heart of like what we need to do here to make a positive change with all the things that are happening on earth.
Yeah. And that's also my efforts I do with the podcast, like basically inspiring and like bringing together people and showing different perspectives, how you can deal with life and what's possible. And there are so much more possibilities like beyond the horizons that you haven't thought about, but they are there. And that's also something I would like to achieve contribute to. Maybe we can make a short experiment so we can have a feeling like for your work and your healing power maybe you can introduce me like a little bit of meditation and we enjoy like a few minutes of like deep breathing, or like, I don't know, what's your approach to it? So could you like kind of introduce me into like some meditation?
Yeah, absolutely, Flo. Yeah, so I think the place to start would be to just close our eyes and then take a few deep breaths together, just following my cue, if you can hear my inhale.
Yeah.
And these deep breaths we're taking together is really to form this connection that we have over time and space through the breath. Yeah. And then just bring your awareness into your heart space. And I want you to just think of somebody that you love, that it's really easy and effortless and natural for you to just love that person. And then just feel the love that you share with that person in your heart space. And then take another deep breath in. And then as you feel your love for that person, just consider that the love that you share with that person and those feelings that you're generating right now in your heart space and that you're bringing alive with your breath, that those feelings and that love will get to that person. And because love transcends time and space, that love will reach them when it's most beneficial to them.
Wow, thank you so much. Like I could feel my heart and there's this resonating with it. And I hope the audience also can feel this energy. flowing through their bodies and throughout the world. And it's a really great, and I also feel like love is a, like, I don't know, the another dimension between like time and space and love. And it's like connecting everyone and like the universe, or flowing through universe.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that really surprised me when we started bringing our ceremonies online, was that the experience that I was having in person, it just became so much, in many ways it was amplified bringing it online, because we were just able to go completely inward, and that these connections that we share in spaces where we go even deeper and go, like, say 45 minutes into breath work or meditation, I was having some of the most profound experiences of connection and oneness with my community and with life and the universe, and all of this through these technologies. It really was a surprise, and a tremendous discovery.
Yeah, I think this also like a new time where like we can talk across continents and connect around whatever topic we are interested in. We can create so many communities and create also one big community. And what I'd like to ask you, like, you were talking of some mentors or your community, like, how can we imagine that? Like, do you have like contacts to like Native Americans, or you have like let's say, how would you describe your community, or the people you are still learning from, or who would you describe as your mentors? Like, how can we imagine this kind of community you're having around you?
So the mentors that I have in my life are, they're artists, and they're also other people that lead ceremony. So my mentors, Jared and Natalie, are they're people that I actually met through festivals. And I think while we all have a little bit of Native American in us, like for me, I'm a 32nd of the Lakota tribe, which is, you know, that's a pretty like small blood margin. But I think this is something that we really, and we all have a little bit of it in us, but it's that it's something that we all carry in our hearts. And it's a, and it's how we choose to engage with like our own sense of personal sovereignty is, I think, where that, what we all have in common around that, is this sense that like who we are is the connection that we feel to our land and to each other, and not who a government says that we are, or who a culture and a society says that we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like those who can feel that we are also natural beings, like animals or like trees, and like we are more connected to the trees and the rivers and the animals around us than towards like artificial like frontiers, boundaries, limits, and things that are set, like here there's the barrier, the limit of our thinking, but just saying like, okay, hey, how like am I like a natural being in the first place, or I'm a like a citizen, or like kind of employee at the first place. So I think it's when we shift towards like, okay, we are in the first place, we are a natural being, then we can directly feel
that's right, spirituality. Exactly. Because while there is a specific, say, Native American tribe or blood that I can trace lineage to, the truth is that as human beings on Earth, we all have an origin of being from a tribe. Colonialism and empire has spread over the planet over thousands of years, but we were all beings at one time that were living very close to the earth and in very close connection with each other. And this is something that it lives within our genes, and it lives within our bodies, and it's something that anyone can connect to, regardless of whether you you even have ever had a DNA test, or even if you're adopted and you don't know where your family's from. It's in all of us. It's indigenous to who we are as human beings to feel that spirituality, if you choose to connect with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just the moment is to trust this kind of process and your intuition that there is something beyond what I think I am, and beyond the label I put on my on myself, being like a person who is something, but just being, and then not going on with explaining something about who you are, but just say like, I am. I think that's the kind of the thing.
I completely agree with what you said about, say, like where you choose to identify, like say as an employee, I think is a good example, because when you choose to identify that way and that's how you see yourself, there's all these layers of obligation that come with, say, your contract of employment and so forth and so on. And then that becomes this, you know, sense of being bound into a structure and feeling, say, like a victim. But your point about like the liberation of choosing to identify with a sense of being and what you can feel, and the sense of chosen, I am, like just I am who I am, that there's true freedom in that in any moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with you. Wonderful to talk with you, Spencer. How can people get to know more about you and your process, or like join one of the meditations? Flo.
So people can connect with me on Instagram, and my Instagram is Creative Living and Friends. Or if people want to send me an email, my email is spencertribwell@gmail.com. And I welcome any and all connections of people that are interested in my work or my community. And really welcome any of your people to come check us out.